You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by HabsEyesOnThePrize.com.
All right, I'm here with Elias Andersson, newly signed Montreal Canadian. How are you doing? How are you doing, Elias?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Congrats on the contract. How does it feel? It's one of the most storied franchises in history of hockey.
It feels good. I feel honored. I feel excited, and I'm pumped for this opportunity.
What was it that drew you to Montreal and Laval? I know Laval had the All-Star game for AHL last year, and a lot of positives came out of that. Did that influence you, or was it other things?
Yeah, you know, I heard nothing but great things about Montreal as an organization, and we played World Juniors in Montreal 2017, I think. So I was there for 3 weeks, and I really liked it as a city, and I heard nothing but great things about both Laval and Montreal. So, you know, talked to some guys that played in Laval, and they said it was fantastic. So that was it.
Yeah, speaking about people that has been in Laval, Norlinder, Heinemann, Vaidemo, have you spoken to any of them?
No, I haven't actually. I don't know him personally, so it'd be fun to meet them at camp. I spoke to William Lagesson, and he said it was fantastic. He loved it too. We skate together in the summer, so he highly recommended it too.
Comparing the places you've been, LA, New York, and now Montreal. In LA and New York, you can hide, hockey's not the first and foremost the big sport in the city. Mm-hmm. How much of a difference do you think it would be now?
It'd be a huge difference. I mean, I grew up playing in H371 in Sweden, and that's a smaller town that loves hockey too. So, that's something I like, something I enjoy. I like the passion the fans have for hockey, and that hopefully, you get recognized for doing something good, and hopefully we can have a good season and have some positive vibes around town.
You speak about next season. What are you? Obviously, you're aiming for NHL. Looking at the stats, you're almost too good for AHL, but you doesn't bite into NHL really. Montreal has a young team. Do you see an opportunity there?
I mean, I hope so. I had a good last year. I feel good. I want to be in NHL, and I want to be not only on the fourth line. I want to be higher up than that, and hopefully produce one day in the NHL. I feel like I've taken steps these last couple of years, and I think I belong in the NHL, and I'm confident that I can play good in the NHL too. So just gotta come to camp prepared, and I know they have a good team and have some good young players, but hopefully I can play good, and if I don't make it right away, start playing good in the AHL and hopefully get called up and get a job in the NHL.
Have you spoken to any of the coaches? You mentioned some of the young players, but have you spoken to any of the coaches about your role?
No, I haven't. The assistant GM called me the other day and we had a small chat, but I don't need to hear much. I just want to come over and play and showcase myself and show them what I can do.
Montreal fans obviously doesn't follow California hockey that much. What can you bring to Montreal?
I think my game has changed a little bit over the last couple of seasons. Played on the wing the last 2-3 years here, and I start to like it a lot. I was a centerman growing up, a draft as a centerman, and I feel like I can play both on the wing and in the middle now, which is pretty good, I think. But last year I took the role as a goal scorer and produce offensively, and I think I did that pretty well. If you're just talking from last year, I hope I can bring that and some energy too. I mean, I like to play physical, and I like to be around the net and battle and compete.
I mean, you mentioned preparing yourself mentally and physically for the game and for camp. You're obviously coming directly from summer training. What are you working on right now?
We do a little bit of everything now. It's still pretty early here, early July. So, you know, started skating here, and we are at this hockey center here. They're newly built in Stenungsund, where they have this plastic ice where we do cardio on the plastic ice. It's like a treadmill almost. So we work there a lot on our skill and our cardio, and then we're at the gym, you know, just grinding and skating a lot. So a little bit of everything right now.
Building up your core, taking those hits along the boards?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be strong along the boards in North America, so definitely.
So, I mean, obviously the big question that everyone is asking is, Gorton and Borbov were the ones drafting you to New York Rangers. How does it feel to have them now signing you into Montreal?
Oh, it's fun. I mean, we didn't have time to work that much in New York together, so hopefully we can start off something new here and you know, build something and build a good relationship, and you know, I'm gonna work hard and see what that leads to.
Indeed. It always comes back to this, the World Juniors, the medal, and we spoke briefly about it before here as well, but can you take us through that, and what has the response been after?
I think that was in Buffalo, right? We played in Montreal the year before. Yeah, we lost the final against Canada, and I thought we got robbed. We had one power play that had seven. I was furious. We were the better team in that final, and we had such a great tournament. I was injured, played through that, and there's just so many emotions going through my mind. And when I got that medal, and when I saw it, I saw the medal was the exact same medal we got about 12 months earlier when we played the under 18 final and lost against Finland. So I was like, I already have one of these, I don't need that. So just came through my mind that I was gonna toss it somewhere, and I saw this guy in the stands, and I just tossed it to him and didn't think of it anymore until I checked my phone after the game, and it just blew up.
Yeah, and funny thing, when Mourinho sends out the medal to someone in the stands, he got applauded for it, and you didn't?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't do it because of anything. I'm respectful to Canada as an opponent, and you know, to the tournament World Juniors. But I was just so emotional and pissed off that we lost that final, because I thought we deserved more. And you know, as a young kid, and same thing happened again, I don't know what I would do. You know, I can't really tell you. So many emotions going through my mind, and yeah, it was a tough moment.
Obviously, there is a risk going down to AHL. How do you look at that?
I have no problems with the AHL at all. I mean, a lot of people in Europe and in Sweden in particular look down on the AHL and think it's a shitty league, but I don't agree at all. I mean, I was in Ontario last year, and we got treated like we're in the NHL. I mean, first class. You know, there are some really good players in that league, and you know, I got a role that I really like, that I can produce offensively, you know, play big minutes, and I feel like I developed my game very quick, which I don't think I really did the last couple of years, you know, being in the NHL, being on the fourth line, playing 5, 6, 7 minutes a night. I mean, it's hard to develop in those kind of situations. So I feel like I took a huge step last year, you know, playing a lot, and I'm more confident in my game now than I was only a year or two ago.
You mentioned development. You're 24. You are still a youngster. Is there room for more development, you think?
For sure. I always think you can improve. I mean, I feel like, as I said, I improved a lot being 24 years old. I've developed more now this year than I've done the last couple of years since I was younger. So I think there's always room for improvement, and I feel like it can always be better. You know, I'm that type of person that likes to work hard, and I'm interested in being better, and I'm interested in, you know, studying goalies and studying, you know, face-offs or whatever it can be. I'm a student of the game, so I think I can always improve.
I remember, and this is on top of my head, that Ryan Lash used to send videos to the guys he played with from, you know, NLA at that time or other leagues that this is how you should do it? Did you get that treatment in Frölunda as well from him?
Yeah, I mean, we were close when I was in Frölunda. You know, Ryan is someone that I really looked up to. He's so smart, and you know, he teach me a lot, especially in power play. He's so good on the power play, so he teach me a lot, and you know, one of the Frölunda greats of all time. So I you know, I learned a lot from him and other players too.
So I'm not going to force you to speak any French, but is there anything you want to add to the interview? Anything you want to add to the fans of Montreal Canadiens?
Just that I'm super excited to be a part of the Canadiens and can't wait to come over and be a part of the community and hopefully learn some French here. I'm going to work this summer and hopefully so I can order some food in French and you know, those easy types of things. So hopefully I can work a little bit on my French here when I have some time, and you know, I'm just super excited to be a part of a historic club.
Thank you, Elias.
Thank you.
God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree. Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great. And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2. Now streaming only on Disney+.